Dear friends, in accordance with many centuries of Jewish tradition, the rabbi who serves on this occasion, as on so many others, as the Shliach Tzibur, the representative or delegate of the congregation, must first on this most sacred night pray for forgiveness for his own personal sins during the past year, before he earns thereby the privilege of leading the congregation in prayer for forgiveness for themselves. I shall therefore approach the ark in a moment for the purpose of speaking my personal prayer for forgiveness, and I shall ask the members of the congregation to rise as I open the ark, to remain standing during that personal prayer, and to be seated again as the ark is closed. Lord of all mercies, in awe and deep humility, I stand before thee on this Atonement Eve. In the midst of thy people who look to me to lead them, I have approached the holy ark. I have erred and sinned. Forgive me, I pray thee. May my people not be put to shame because of me, nor I because of them. In this solemn moment, O God, I lift up mine eyes unto thee. Help me in the great task to which I have dedicated my life. Show me thy way and teach me to lead thy children ever nearer unto thee. Help me to find the way to their hearts that I may win them for thy service. O Lord, let me hear thy voice saying, Chazak ve'emat, be strong and of good courage. Give me strength, give me understanding, give me faith. For thou alone art my hope, O God, my rock, and my Redeemer. Amen. Continue our worship now in the Union Prayer Book, page 128. May I remind you before proceeding that the Kol Nidre service will not be held at the bottom of page 129 as it would appear from your prayer books, but rather in accordance with custom established in our congregation will be delayed until a later point in the service. Great and holy God, who inhabitest eternity, thine everlasting arms uphold the universe and support the lowliest of thy creatures. In this solemn hour we bring to thine altar humble hearts and contrite spirits. From eventide to eventide we tarry in thy courts. We unite with our brethren of the household of Israel in penitence and in prayer, and turning away from worldly pursuits, we direct our souls unto thee. Thou who probest the heart and knowest our inmost thoughts, help us to examine ourselves in the light of thy truth. Let neither complacency nor sinfulness separate us from thy presence. Life and light of the world, from of old thou hast been our Redeemer. Thou art the hope of the prisoner in the dungeon, the help of the storm-tossed at sea, the guide of the wanderer astray in the desert. Free all thy children from the fetters of tyranny and oppression. Be near, we pray thee, unto the grief-stricken and afflicted. Endow us with renewed courage to face our tasks unafraid, and strengthen us to do thy will with perfect hearts. Out of the depths I cry unto thee, O Lord. Listen to my voice. Let thine ear be attentive to my supplication. If thou shouldst mark transgressions, O Lord, who could stand before thy judgment? But with thee is forgiveness, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they who watch for the morning, yea, more than they who watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Will the congregation please remain standing until the choir finishes chanting the Shema? For who es Adonai Hamavorah? Praise ye the Lord, to whom all praise is due. Baruch Adonai Hamavorah Le'olam V'ahed. Praise be the Lord, to whom all praise is due, forever and ever. Now recite together the eternal watchword of our faith. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ha Le'olam V'ahed. Praise be his name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt speak of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and upon thy gates, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. We will now read responsibly. Eternal truth it is that thou alone art God, and there is none else. Forever, O Lord, thy word standeth fast. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Thy love has watched over us in the night of oppression, and thy mercy has sustained us in the hour of trial. May thy love rule in the hearts of all thy children, and thy truth unite them in the bonds of fellowship. O God, thou art our refuge and our hope. We glorify thy name now, as did our fathers in the ancient days. Thou hast redeemed Israel and saved him from arms stronger than his, so mayest thou redeem all who are oppressed and persecuted. Praise art thou, O God, Redeemer of Israel. Avoseno, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Oel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hano Ra, El Elyon, Gomel Chastim Tovim, V'Konei HaKol, V'Zocher Chasdei Ovos, Umevi Geula Livnei B'neihem, L'Ma'an Shemo V'Ahavo, Zochreinu l'chayim, melech hofetz b'chayim, v'kosveinu b'sefer hachayim, l'ma'ancho Elohim chayim, melech ozer u'moshia u'mogein, Baruch Ator Adonai, Morgain Avraham. Eternal is thy power, O Lord. Thou art mighty to save. In loving kindness, thou sustainest the living. In the multitude of thy mercies, thou preservest all. Thou upholdest the falling and healest the sick. Freest the captives and keepest faith with thy children in death as in life. Who is like unto thee, Almighty God, author of life and death, source of salvation? Who is like unto thee, O merciful God, who rememberest thy creatures unto life? Praise be thou, O Lord, who hast implanted within us eternal life. Thou art holy, thy name is holy, and thy worshipers proclaim thy holiness.
We continue with our service at the top of page 146. Grant us peace, thy most precious gift, O thou eternal source of peace, and enable Israel to be its messenger unto the peoples of the earth. Bless our country, that it may ever be a stronghold of peace and its advocate in the Council of Nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship and fellowship among the inhabitants of all lands. Plant virtue in every soul, and may the love of thy name hallow every home and every heart. Praise be thou, O Lord, giver of peace. Our God and God of our fathers, pardon our transgressions on this day of atonement. Remove our guilt and blot out our iniquities, as thou hast promised. I blot out thine iniquities for mine own sake, and thy sins will I remember no more. I have made thy sins to vanish like a cloud, and thy transgressions like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed thee. For on this day shall ye be forgiven and cleansed from all your sins. Before the Lord shall ye be pure. We read together. We read together, then remain standing while the prayer is sung. Our God and God of our fathers, let our prayers come before thee. Turn not away from our supplication, for we are not so presumptuous and stiff-necked as to say before thee that we are wholly righteous and have not sinned. But verily we have sinned. We have sinned, we have transgressed, we have done perversely.
Thank you.
We have turned aside from thy commandments and from thy beneficent ordinances, and it hath not availed us. Thou art righteous in all that has befallen us, for thou doest justice, but we have wrought evil. What shall we say before thee, who art on high, and what shall we recount unto thee, who dwellest in the heavens? Dost thou not know all things, both the hidden and the revealed? Thou knowest the secrets of eternity and the hidden thoughts of every living being. Thou searchest the innermost recesses and probest the deepest impulses of the heart. Naught is concealed from thee, nor hidden from thine eyes. O Lord our God, help us to see ourselves as thou seest us. Make us conscious of our sins and failings. Cause us to turn from our evil ways. Give us strength to make amends for our wrongdoings, and grant us pardon for our sins. After each line of the Alfate in Hebrew, the congregation will respond in English. Alfate Jechatonu Lefonecha Yonam of Ratzon. Alfate Jechatonu Lefonecha Gulol of Asoser. Alfate Jechatonu Lefonecha Zodun of Ishgagot. Al chait shecha tonal lefonecha b'har hor ha'lev. Al chait shecha tonal lefonecha b'dibur peh. Al chait shecha tonal lefonecha b'hozor yod. Al chait shecha tonal lefonecha b'hilul ha'shem. Al chait shecha tonal lefonecha b'zilzul horim u'morim. Al chait shecha tonal lefonecha b'hona es utzdias rea. V'al kulam Elohas lichos salach lanu mechal lanu kaper lanu. Oh. Our God and God of our fathers, forsake us not. Let us not be put to shame. Lead us to the knowledge of thy law, that we may understand thy ways. Direct our thoughts to revere thy name. Incline our hearts to love thee, that we may return to thee in truth and sincerity. Forgive our sins for the sake of thy great name.